What's up, homegirls?
Welcome to Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. We are your hosts, Ceci
and Nisha. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk.
We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we are curious about and what many are afraid to talk about.
You are listening to episode 5, What Gives You the Ick? So sit back, relax, and let's get to it.
What is up, me?
What's up, Ceci? How you doing?
I'm good. We finally made it to episode 5. I love today's episode.
I know. Today's episode is super fun.
It's going to be fun. I mean, you know, there's really no words of encouragement here. We're just going to have fun today.
It's a fun best friend time.
Yes. So on today's episode of Benevolence, we are actually going to be discussing our icks.
Yes.
So there is a TikTok trend that has been going on for like over a year now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's basically an ick. Mm-hmm. It kind of is kind of like, what is your pet peeve or what is something that makes you cringe?
Yeah.
So we have compiled a list of our icks. We have not shared with each other the icks. But we're just gonna start. So the first category
of icks
yes, is church. So
by the way, these are just to be funny.
Yeah, we love
everything about the church, and I feel like these moments that happen that we're gonna discuss about, it's important. You know, you learn, you grow from it, and yeah. So I just want to put that out there. So that,
and if you like agree with us or you have more icks, like comment. I was gonna say comment down below, but DM us or whatever, and be in agreement.
For sure.
So go. These are yours.
No, the first ones are yours.
Okay, the first ones are mine. Okay, I just have like a couple of church icks. Okay, so my ick.
Okay.
Church ick is the giving of the high fives of two or more people or turning to your neighbor throughout the entire preaching. So you know when the preacher is preaching and he's like, turn to your neighbor and tell him you're worthy. Yeah. And you're like, You're worthy. And then he keeps going like, all right, guys, let's go ahead and high five 5 people. And you're there like,
or nobody like, high fives
or no
you.
One high fives. And you're like, like, I hate that. That gives me my ick. That is an ick.
For sure.
Ick.
Okay.
Okay. So another one that I came across, this one I actually found on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is like blaming the devil for everything.
Yeah.
Like, for everything.
Everything. You fall, like, you, like, that was a lie.
The devil's a lie. Or, like, remember, we used to do that.
No, I
we used to do that all the time.
Low-key.
We used to be like,
reprende el diablo.
We would be like, rebuke the devil. Yeah. Like, everything. It was like every little thing, like, was the devil's fault.
Yeah, for sure.
And then
sure.
Obviously we matured and, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But and then this one that you're going to say next.
Oh.
You know someone that used to do that. Kind of still does.
Who? You? I know.
Yeah. What?
Okay, so one of my icks is when someone says, how's your heart?
That's something I used to do.
You used to do that all the time.
I get it. It's a little. If you do it to someone that's like, you don't know, like, you're just like, how's your heart? Like, it's a little awkward. But if you do it to someone that, like, you do it to someone that you know, it's like,
I know, but you would ask me all the time. And it's like, bro, like, my heart is good. It's beating. It's pumping.
But it's basically another.
No, but I get it.
It's another way to say how you doing.
I know, but you're a little excessive, though.
Okay.
Okay. Next, go.
No, there's
they're
no,
mine. Oh my yours. God. Okay, so another. I thought you had more church icks.
No, they go over here.
Oh my God. Okay, so the next church ick that I have is leadership using the title as a method of control. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Oof, yeah, that's an ick. Okay, this one hits home. The next two hit home. Being put on discipline with no discipleship.
Yeah.
So that one is like,
like, it's just leave you hanging.
Yeah. And if you know, like, we come from Pentecostal churches and, you know, we understand that if you're, like, struggling with sin or, you know, whatever, like, you shouldn't be doing, like, you know, like, altar-ish type things. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of want you to go through your process of struggling and stuff like that, you know? But I hate, like, when they sit you down, you know, or you're taking, like, a break from ministry and there's no discipleship.
And they forget about you.
And they forget about you. And it's like very lonely. That is an ick. So the next one also goes into that, is burning out volunteers in serving, but no discipleship.
Yeah.
So like pushing forth in church, you gotta serve, you gotta serve, you gotta serve, you gotta serve.
Yeah.
You gotta be in this, you gotta do that, because that's how, you know, God gets glorified. But then there's no discipleship. There's no accountability.
Yeah.
And that's like the story of our lives. Yeah, but you know, we are redeemed Hallelujah. And Jesus has blessed us and gotten us through.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. So
now those were my church aches. Now we're moving into yours, because yours is like a page.
So my church aches are kind of funny. Like, they're not like serious ones. They're like,
mine's were serious.
Yeah, yours were
Dang,
serious.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We've gone through a lot. So. She took the serious side. I took more.
I did.
Okay, so one of my church aches is when the preacher says he's about to finish, and an hour passes and he's still not done.
Oh my God! And he says, I'm almost done.
He'd be like, I'm about to finish. And then he starts preaching another sermon.
Oh,
and an hour passes and he's not done.
Yes. Okay.
Another church ick that I have is when the power presenter turns off when you're singing a new song.
OMG.
Yo, that's the worst. Like, you
when
know
the lyrics.
No, like the pro presenter.
The lyrics, yeah.
Yo, like when you're singing a new song and it turns off, that is an ick.
We know quite a few people who have won it, like they winged it.
Yes.
And we've been making that worse. Disaster.
Okay. Third ick. When you go up to do the transition and the mic the sound guy gives you is not on. And you are just standing there smiling in the middle of the altar,
like,
waiting until they turn it on. Lord. That's the worst.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Another ick that I have is when the fog machine is a little too strong and you're choking while you're singing. That is an ick. You're literally like, huh.
Yo, that happens.
The fog
we have
machine
been in that situation.
Mad strong.
They put too much. There's no
too
need.
Too much.
And if
no
we're
need.
Singing, it's the Shekinah glory.
We look like we're in clouds.
The Shekinah glory.
We look like we're in clouds. Like, we're just there.
In a concert, like.
You just see our face. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, another ick that I have is when the spotlights are mad bright that by the end of the worship set, you're soaked.
In sweat.
Yo, you're soaked.
In
you're
sweat.
It's the worst. That's definitely one of my top icks.
Oh,
another ick that I have is when they don't clean the mics and you get a whiff of the smell and you start gagging. That is the worst. Yo, that has happened to me countless times. And I'd be like dying on the altar while I'm singing. Okay, another ick that I have is when someone you thought said hi to you at church and you wave back and they were saying hi to someone else.
Did that happen to
so
you?
So awkward. Yes, that has
My
happened
God.
To me. That is such an ick. Like, you saw me wave. Like, at least pretend
that you're
waving at me. Like, that is an ick. Okay. Another one that I have is when the sound guy says there's enough battery life on the mic, even though there's only two bars and you're two songs in and the mic turns off.
That's happened to me.
That has happened to me countless times. Like, he knows it's two bars and he gives you the mic anyways and he does not change the batteries.
Yes.
That is such an ick. Okay. Another ick that I have is when your mic sounded mad good for sound check, and then when worship starts, they put your mic mad low and you are leading and you can't hear yourself. So you have to awkwardly do sign language to tell him to put your mic up.
That is the story of our
How
lives.
Is it mad good in the sound check?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear yourself perfectly. The monitors are good. You're good on the monitor. And then when worship starts, you can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
That has happened to us.
That's happened
times.
To us all the time. So if you didn't know, we're part of the worship team together.
Yes.
So all of these icks, we've experienced them together.
Yes.
Yo, these are some good ones, Niche. Okay, so I'm moving on to life.
These are funny.
The category of life. These are my icks. So I have four of them. These are like my life icks. So scanning your own groceries at Walmart with a full cart and no conveyor belt. Ugh. So right now, Walmart is, I don't know what the heck is going on, but Walmart now is opening more self-scanning aisles.
For sure.
But the thing is, it looks great, but there's no conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
So you are taking things out of your cart to put them in bags. And then where are you going to put your bags?
Exactly.
Because you still have stuff. In your cart.
So awkward.
How can you do that? And like, so they're making these amazing presentations, like the displays look amazing and all the bags are, but there's no conveyor belt. I need the conveyor belt.
Yeah, I agree.
I put all my cold stuff, I put my wet stuff, I put my dry stuff, I put my toiletries in a certain way, and then, you know, I'll press the button, and then, you know,
exactly.
I've been in stores that have their own, you know, self-scanning conveyor belt, but no, Walmart wants to freaking make our lives so complicated.
So true.
How am I supposed to scan bag, and then where am I supposed to put my bags after I scan? Like, it's annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
I agree. That's definitely
an ick. And if you can agree with me, please tell me in the DMs. This is another one.
Okay.
Is Walmart not having Apple Pay?
That's such an ick.
Target has Apple Pay. Everyone has Apple Pay. And it's hard, especially when you're doing like a huge cart of groceries.
Yeah.
It's hard to go in your purse and pull out your debit card. Like, I don't understand. Like, I already have my phone in my back pocket. Yeah. When I go to Target, it's like scan, I take out, I double click, I you know, I mm-hmm. zap, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
But no, Walmart wants to be complicated.
Yeah.
So not only do I need to scan my own groceries, bag my own groceries, no conveyor belt, I gotta go into my purse. I'm traumatized. That's why, like, I honestly tell Anthony I don't like going grocery shopping at Walmart. And if I do go, we're going together. And then if we're going together, mm-hmm. we're gonna wait in line on the on the person that actually the worker. I'm not gonna do my own groceries
because it's like more work.
It's more work. So yeah, Walmart not having Apple Pay. It irks me.
Yeah.
It icks me. So
for sure.
And if you can, you know, hallelujah, testify, you know, you agree with me. Another one is people that wear socks to the beach or pool.
Oh, yeah. That is
I
so
don't
annoying.
Understand
like, why?
That. I've seen people at the beach wearing socks. Now, I don't know. Maybe they don't like their feet.
Yeah. Which is understandable.
Which is understandable. But it's just weird
with
socks and sand. And then wet socks. Like if you're in the pool and your socks get wet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little funky. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
And my fourth life ick. People that wear Crocs with no socks. So I'm a high school teacher.
Yeah.
And Crocs is a trend right now.
No, really.
Everyone wears Crocs. And, like, if you're wearing no socks at home on your Crocs, that's fine. But when you're going 8 hours in school with no socks in your Crocs, you're going to start stinking.
This is a deep one for you.
You're going to start stinking up the place. Yes, because I see it. And I'm like, that's not.
And
don't tell me that your feet. And I have a
strong
sense
of smell. So you smell everything.
You're telling me your foot doesn't sweat? Or like there's like your foot is like rubbing? Like it's 7.5 hours of school. And you're walking around with Crocs but no socks. Like that's an ick.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if I offend you if you're that person. But like I get the home stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you're chilling at home and you're just kind of going somewhere, whatever. You're going to your mom's, you're going whatever. But when you're doing like an 8-hour shift or 8 hours of study, like you're at school, wear some socks, bro.
Yeah.
It'll save your life.
It's life-changing.
Go ahead.
Okay. So some of the life icks that I have is people that are rude.
Yes.
I cannot deal with those people. Like, why be rude?
Yes.
Another ick that I have is people that don't continue a conversation and you have to lead the whole conversation.
Mm.
That is one of the worst icks. Like, how are you going to, like, start a conversation with me? And then I'm like, continue the conversation and you're like literally not, it's like done, like by the second question it's like, okay, what do we do? Like, we're just standing there.
I'm glad we're beyond, like, me and you and I are far beyond that, because we talked previously about small talk and I don't like carrying conversations, so but we're good far
okay.
of that. But like
anyways
I would not be that person.
People that eat with their mouth open, that is an ick. I can't. And I have like a gag reflex.
Yeah,
like
you
I,
do. You
ooh.
Have.
Anyways.
And that's it.
And what about you?
Okay.
What are the guys?
So my next one is guys.
Yes. You know
I know
a
I'm
lot.
Married or whatever,
but you
I
know
do
a
have
lot.
Some icks.
Mm-hmm.
Long fingernails.
I agree.
Guys should not have long fingernails. And especially like that pinky one. Like that's, you know, they scratch the head or... or digging their nose or whatever. Ooh, whatever they do with that long fingernail. Don't even talk about it. You know, picking their belly button. Stop!
Don't even talk about it. I'm going to gag.
Like, I don't get it.
Disgusting.
Stop. Don't think about it. Okay, so guys that take more photos than girls.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's all about, like, the gram. Guys who wear sweatpants.
Really?
Stop. Just stop.
What's so icky about that?
Just stop. I'm not going to say nothing else.
Okay.
Just stop wearing them.
Okay.
No, just stop wearing them. Just,
I'm so dead.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
And then guys who wear skinny jeans.
Okay, yeah.
Like.
The tight ones. The really tight ones.
If it's like a nice, casual skinny, that's fine. But the ones where you see like the tricep and the bicep.
Yeah, that's
And then,
too much.
You know, you have a big thigh and it's like protruding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't do it. So, okay, so this one,
yeah,
I have some icks.
Yeah.
I have some general icks. Okay, now, girls, if you're listening to me...
We love you.
We love you, and don't come at me, but one of my icks is girls with Stanley Cups.
Really?
Yeah. You know the Stanley Cups?
Yeah.
And you're just, like, walking around with your Stanley Cup. And maybe it is because I don't have a Stanley Cup. Because they're
$40. That's probably what it is.
They're $40. Okay. And I'm not,
you're not going to spend $40 me. On a cup.
But yeah, I see a lot of like girls with, you know, because that's it. That's like that's like the it girl. You know what I mean? She's walking around with her Stanley Cup. Mm. And like, what the heck is in the Stanley Cup? Anyways, it better be water. But anyways, like, yeah, that's like a little ick.
Okay.
And I think maybe it'll change when I have my own. Yeah. Because there are some cute ones out there at Target. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. But then I see
are
the
they $40 at Target
$40
too?
At Target.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, girls with their Stanley Cups. Yeah, wow. That's an ick for right now.
I don't even know what a Stanley Cup looks like.
It's like it fits in the cup holder. It's really cute. So it has like a small like thing. And then it kind of just gradually like just gets really? Big. It's different colors and really cute. It has a straw. Like, and it keeps your drink cold all day.
Okay.
All day. So it's like, it's amazing. It's worth it. But it's like, yeah, I think it's because us teachers, that's the thing. Like, you see all the teachers with their Stanley Cup. And I think it's because I don't have one. So if you guys want to gift me a Stanley Cup.
It's not an ick.
You know, then it won't be an ick. But I think because I see other teachers with their Stanley Cup, I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you walking around with that? Yeah. Like, that's so... Anyways. Okay. So the trend of that it girl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's still going around.
Yeah.
To be that it girl. Like, come on. That's an ick for me. Like, we don't want to be that it girl. We don't want to be that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I get the hot girl walk situation. That's cool. And whoever invented that, good job. You know, because it motivates people to get healthy. But we don't want to be that girl.
Yeah,
We're us. We don't want to be that girl. You know what I mean? So that trend is, like, an ick.
A lot
of my listeners are going to feel some type of way.
Yeah, offensive. You want to say it?
Yeah, I'll say it.
Go. Cool.
But I have a huge ick with Taylor Swift fans. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I probably never will. But Taylor Swift has never, I would have never. Yeah, there are songs that's like, okay, you know, you're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the diehard Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And this new album, don't come at me. It wasn't all that. I heard the whole thing. So try to see if I can find that one. And the only one was
she's
the
so
it's
funny,
me.
I can't.
Hi, I'm the problem. That was all. Everything I was like, people like this stuff? Like, what the hell's going on? You know, and I get, you know, that there's this whole thing where, you know, she was taking, all her songs were taken away from her. She's renewing them. I get that. But like, I don't get it. So yeah, that's a little ick. Please don't come at me. Please. Okay. Another ick that I have is people with tattoos in random places. So I know people that just have random.
I'm so dead.
Like, it's just in random. There's no cohesiveness. There's no art. There's no, like, you know, there's no organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in random places.
Yeah.
That's an ick for me.
And
it's okay, and I love you, and we'll have a talk. But, like, you know, like, a sleeve is nice, you know, just combine everything together, you know, but when they have
or hide it,
whatever it is, but yeah. I know people that have like full arms, mm-hmm. but they're in random places.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a very organized, I have a little bit of OCD, and that aches me. Like, there has to be an organization. There has to be a consistency of yeah. art going on in your body. But when you have them in random places, yeah. I have a problem with that. Yo, a lot of people are going to be like, what the heck, Sassy? Anyways, moving on. Okay. Oh my God. I have a nick of when people keep talking over me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like my family. Sorry, mom, if you're listening. But honestly, like, I can never get a word. And there's times, and my mom's probably laughing right now, but it's like, I'm talking. And I have to like, I'm talking. Yo estoy hablando ahora. You know, déjame hablar. I always find myself saying that. Yo, déjame hablar, por favor. Like, let me talk. Yeah, I've had to do that. I've had to fight my way through to.
But that's like anything. A understandable.
Like, that's like a family thing. That's a yeah. culture thing, mm-hmm. especially when you're from like a Puerto Rican or a Latin family. So yeah, that's one. Another one is when people swear they know the lyrics of a song but they don't.
I'm so like, glad that's so true.
They dead swear. Oh, this is my favorite yeah. song, and then they don't say not a word, or they try to say something and it's not the correct lyrics or something like yeah. that. Yo, I wrote a lot more than you. I'm surprised. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, oh my God, let's keep going. Let me go quick. So here's some hubby, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but when my hubby puts the pillow in the pillowcase,
yeah,
like when he has to lay. When he puts the pillow,
I'm so dead.
Everybody does it the same way. When he puts the pillow, and then you're like,
"How is that an ick though?"
It just looking at a man do that just takes away their masculinity in seconds. You can be like the ghettoist. You can be the guy from the hood. You can be the meanest, toughest. But watch him put a pillow in a pillowcase, and that changes things for sure. Because, like, I yeah. see him sometimes, and he's like,
I'm so hilarious.
Okay, next one. When my hubby is about to shoot a basketball and says, "This one's for you," and he misses. Like, you're
I'm
sitting
so
there like,
dead.
Okay, this was my basket, and he missed. So it's like, that's a dick. Like,
you go.
And then he goes, "No, this was for you. And then he misses. It's like, okay, let's leave. You know, let's go.
Let's just stop.
All right. When my hubby's beard is dirty with food while he is eating, ooh, and he just yeah. leaves it there.
Oh, don't even talk about it.
And then I tell him, "You have a little," and he's like, "Oh, it's okay. I'll get it later." I'm like, so get ready, girl.
She's traumatized.
Get ready, girl.
I'm so
hopefully
dead.
Hopefully your man ain't, you know what I mean? Okay. When people walk back after throwing the bowling ball. So have you ever gone bowling with people?
Yes.
You know that walk back
after the bowling ball? How is that an ick for you?
Because everybody walks the same way. They were like, oh. they just throw the ball. Everybody has the same, and then they walk back like, I tried, like, you know, or, you know, yeah. oh, I'm good. Like, yeah. you got to see it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
hilarious.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, and I hate bowling, by the way, so please never take me bowling.
I know, it's just like everybody touches the
holes. And if you have nails, forget it.
Oh, don't even talk about it.
Oh, my God. Why are you about to gag? Okay, let's move on. Butt crack is an ick.
Just seeing the butt crack?
Just seeing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, guys, don't come at me, but people with Androids. They're ruining the chat.
Yes.
Ruining the group chat. I do not want to see green. I want to see blue.
Yes.
You won't be invited.
That is a nick for me too.
Yo, like, seriously, like, I'm trying to text everyone. Yeah. And then there's one random person who has an Android and is green.
Exactly.
No. Get your life together.
Get an
Apple, please.
She's taking this person.
Yo, I'm taking this person.
She was ready for this.
I was
this
ready.
Podcast.
This was it.
This episode.
This was it.
She was ready for it.
So don't get grossed out.
She said, "I'm gonna use this.
I'm gonna use this opportunity to like let go, and let God." Okay.
So
anything on the corner of the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, when people are talking.
Oh, but and me they, and ick is like the boogers in the eyes.
Okay, that's not so bad.
That's an ick for me.
Okay, well,
but you
sorry.
See it.
That
as
happens
a big...
to me too, but you never tell me.
But I never see it.
Okay,
me.
Well, good.
But that's an ick. Like, Come on. Okay. Take them out before you get out, before you leave the
house. But sometimes it comes up.
No.
Okay, anyway. Anyways. So listen, don't get grossed out because okay. You're going to gag. But when people are talking, and we know a friend who does this.
Don't even talk about it.
And he keeps talking and he doesn't swallow. So you can hear the spit accumulating and it like protrudes to the corner of the mouth.
Oh my God. But what about the ones that spit and it lands in your face?
And it lands.
Oh, that's such an A. That happened to me. It landed in my tongue.
Oh! Stop.
I'm so dead.
Nisha.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is the worst.
That is terrible.
That's scary.
Okay. When it comes to guys and like macking other girls, mm-hmm. When guys bite their lip and they squint.
Oh, that's an
and they like try to
mack. That is an ick.
Oh, that is so like, disgusting. Like why are you doing that? Like just approach the girl and be confident. But you don't have to do like
Yeah.
Like you don't have to do that. That's so disgusting. Another thing is, I'm okay with mirror pics. Mirror pics is fine.
Yeah.
But like, if you do them all the time, it can be like, okay, I know you're here. And then there's somebody like doing their deed, like in the back. Like, it's kind of gross.
I'm so dead.
Mirror pics at the gym is okay. Cause you're like, you know, you're there and you're like, yeah. Which you'll never see me do. But like, if you're like, you know, if you're like in the bathroom at a certain place and you just want to, like, there's people walking. There's people, like, peeing behind you. Like, why are you going to do that? Like,
yeah, that's an for sure. Oof.
And my top ick, bad smells.
Oh, yeah.
And you know.
That is you, for sure.
I can smell you a mile away.
Literally.
I have a great, I don't know what it is that God gave me, but he kind of cursed me, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I smell everything.
Everything.
I can tell if you have BO. And that's sad. I can tell if I have BO. So you know what I mean? Yeah. And it sucks. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'm not going to go over those because I'm tired. I let loose.
The teacher icks.
I mean, I'll say them because it's only three.
Yeah.
But maybe my sister here can testify. Asking me a question when I've already answered the question. That's a teacher ick.
Yes.
Yeah. Another one is talking when I'm lecturing. So like there's a whole conversation. Like I teach seniors, so it's like they're having a whole conversation. And I'm here, like, discussing work.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them like, why do you continue to talk? Like, if you're listening, if you hear the sound, and I'm wearing an audio recorder.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a thing that's in the speaker.
Exactly.
So, like, if you hear it and I'm loud, what makes you think you can talk?
Yeah.
That's, like, a huge teacher. And then the final one is when a kid is failing and at the end of the semester they want to raise their grade.
Yes.
And I look at them, I'm like, you haven't done anything all quarter. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you deserve an A or a B? Or,
yeah.
You know, why do you deserve to pass when all you've done is sit there and sleep?
Like, probably put an F on their
paper. Yeah. It was like, no. So, those were it. Yo, yeah. I was really passionate about these.
This episode.
I went a little crazy.
Was like a confession.
A confession. But you know, I feel so liberated, though.
And you know what? You needed to release
I needed to release.
You needed to release all those icks out so that way you can heal.
So, for our listeners, if you have your own personal licks that have not... I said licks. Own personal icks that have not been mentioned, just let us know because these are hilarious.
It's funny and it's good to just talk about these things.
For real.
Yeah, it's lighthearted. We're not trying to like offend anybody.
We're not offending people.
We just
want to be real.
Yeah.
So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, people.
This was a fun one.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. So as we finalize this episode of Benevolence, we just want to remind you that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose.
And thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos.
And Benevolence Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned for next Monday's episode of Benevolence. You do not want to miss it.
Bye!